In this video, we continue topic 7 by looking at Augustine, medieval marriage, and public witness. Augustine is one of the most important early Christian thinkers on marriage. In his writing on the good of marriage, Augustine treated marriage as a genuine good. That matters because some people in church history were tempted to view marriage as spiritually inferior, mainly because celibacy was often honored as a special calling. Augustine did honor celibacy, but he also defended marriage's good. He highlighted important goods of marriage, including faithfulness, children, and the sacred bond. We do not need to copy every part of Augustine's framework to learn from him, but we should notice something important. Marriage was not treated as a casual private preference. It had moral shape. It involved faithfulness. It involved household life. It involved spiritual responsibility. It involved a bond that should not be handled lightly. As church practice developed, marriage also became increasingly public in Christian communities. The church recognized that marriage affected more than the bride and groom. It affected families, children, inheritance, sexual faithfulness, church discipline, household formation, and community witness. That is one reason public witness became so important. A wedding was not merely a private exchange of romantic feeling. It was a public covenant moment. People needed to know that this man and this woman were now husband and wife. The community had a role in recognizing, supporting, and honoring that covenant. Now, bring this into modern wedding ministry. A bride and groom may say, "We want something simple. We do not want anything too formal. We just want our love to be recognized." There can be humility and sincerity in that request. But the officiant must gently understand that public witness is not empty formality. It is part of the covenant meaning of marriage. Vows are spoken aloud because promises matter. Witnesses are present because marriage is not merely private affection. Prayer is offered because this covenant is lived before God. Scripture is read because marriage is interpreted by God's word, not by mood, trend, or personal preference. A ministry science's observation is helpful here. When couples resist public vows, public witnesses, or clear covenant language, the officiant should not immediately assume rebellion. Sometimes there is fear. Sometimes there is family pain. Sometimes there is anxiety about being seen. Sometimes previous divorce, betrayal, or shame makes public promise feel dangerous. The wise officiant observes carefully. What is happening emotionally? What is happening spiritually? What family pattern is appearing? What does Scripture reveal about promise, truth, and faithfulness? What pastoral response is needed? The answer may be a gentle conversation. I understand why public promises may feel weighty. They should feel weighty. But in Christian marriage, vows are not a performance. They are truthful promises before God and witnesses. The witnesses are not there to judge you. They are there to recognize and support the covenant you are entering. This is also where Christian philosophy helps. Marriage has a lingual aspect. Words matter. It has a social aspect. Community matters. It has a juridical aspect. Truth, consent, and accountability matter. It has an ethical aspect. Love and faithfulness matter. It has a faith aspect. God is ultimate. Augustine and the developing public practice of Christian marriage remind us that marriage is not self-authored. The bride and groom do not create the truth of marriage. They enter the truth of marriage before God. The Christian officiant serves this truth with warmth, not harshness, with clarity, not confusion, with history, not trendiness, and with pastoral care, not mere ceremony management.